This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. If this is your first time ever tuning in to the Primal Potential Podcast, welcome, and please leave. And what I mean by that is, please don't have this be the first episode that you ever listen to, because this is going to be random and not representative of the show as it normally is. So if this is your first episode, I'm quite serious. Go ahead and go back to the menu. Take a listen to like episode 453 or episode 195, but this is not a great one to start with. But for the rest of you, hi, welcome back. This is likely to be a bizarre episode, but also incredibly genuine. I don't talk all that much about how I got here. I've had my mom on the show. I've certainly talked a little bit about my weight struggles and even a lot about my weight struggles, but something really inspired me this week, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense as a podcast episode, but I'm doing it anyway because I really feel in my gut that it could be encouraging when you need encouragement. And we all have those days where we're like, screw it, I don't care, I'm not trying, I'm done with this. And my hope is that you will flag this episode and come back to it when you need to be encouraged. I'll tell you exactly where this came from, and even that is freaking bizarre. For the first time in my entire life, I have never done this before, but I was listening to some lyrical poetry, which sounds, I know, totally crazy. That is not my style, not my jam. But I got into a few episodes of a podcast called What Does It All Mean? Or something like that. And it's by Mike Posner. Mike Posner, of all things, is a rapper. And he performed I Took a Pill in Ibiza. And he wrote Sugar. That's performed by Maroon 5. He wrote that song for Maroon 5. He also, though, put together an album of lyrical poetry. So sheerly out of curiosity, I started listening to it. And so many things in it really struck me. Perhaps most significantly, when he said, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song." And it almost brought me to tears. It may have actually brought me to tears. And the reason why is because I say here over and over and over, I say it to my clients in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks. I know I said repeatedly at Ascend back in November, I'm not here to tell you what to think. And I'm not here to give you your answers. I don't know your answers. What I'm here to do is help you find your answers. And that I know I can do. Help you find your truth. And most of it's not about nutrition, guys. Can I help you find your nutrition strategy for fat loss? Sure, absolutely. But that's the easy part. Helping you find a different way to think about your potential, about what is good for you and not good for you, what makes you happy and what keeps you in unhappiness, that's the hard work. And I remember when I was putting together Breaking Barriers. Breaking Barriers is the mindset course that I created because I do believe so strongly that that is the most important work we will ever do. And when we do that work, all sorts of change and growth becomes available to us, not just related to nutrition or body composition, but relationships and career and finances and our entire lives. And when I was putting that together, what I really realized is that I'm just a traveler walking alongside with you, perhaps with a brighter light. And I don't mean a brighter personality, but I just mean an ability to see a little bit further out, a little bit more clear on what's there and what's possible, which is so crazy because most of my life was so freaking dark. If anybody had told me that at some point in my life, I would have not only lost a tremendous amount of weight, but managed to keep it off and then had a platform to help other people create change, that would have seemed about as possible as growing wings and being a real life fairy princess. Honestly, that's how unlikely it seemed to me for most of my life. I started trying to lose weight when I was like 5 years old. And for decades, it was failure after failure after failure after failure. And with each subsequent failure, I would just get bigger. And not only bigger, but my dependence on food grew stronger. I would sneak more food. I would binge more. And here's the craziest thing. The craziest thing is that I'm here. But second to that, as I got deeper into binging, right? And the more dysfunctional my relationship with food grew, the more extreme my restriction was too. So as I would get worse in the duration of my binges and the intensity of my binges, I would also have periods of even more extreme and longer lasting restriction. So I was simultaneously moving out on both of these extremes. Didn't even believe that there would ever be a middle for me. I just thought that maybe the extreme restriction and deprivation would last longer than the extreme binges, and so I would get to this point of some progress. I never thought that I would be someone who could say, I have a healthy relationship with food, and I have more control in my life than food does. Food doesn't own me. I didn't think I would be able to say that because of the extent of my disordered relationship with food. And so every single time I hit record for this podcast, every single time I'm on a webinar with my Fat Loss Fast Track clients or chatting with my Master's Club clients or anything, I'm not doing it because I have an answer. I'm doing it because I have a song. And that song is not about eat less, move more. That song is not about carbs are good or carbs are bad or carbs at night or anything like that. That song that I have to sing that's in my heart that gets me up in the morning, that keeps me going 7 days a week, is possibility. Is the potential that you have for an amazing life that you haven't grabbed a hold of yet. And maybe you see it and maybe you don't, but I do. I do. And that's my song. My song is not about my goals. They're there and they excite me, but they don't excite me near as much as the opportunity I have to hold that light when you haven't found yours. That is why I am here. Not because I have every answer, but because I have that song that I did not ever think I would have. I didn't ever think that my struggle with food would end, that my struggle with my weight would end, but somehow I kept fighting. Because of a sad, lonely girl who only ever knew obesity, who only ever knew isolation, who only ever knew failure after failure after failure. If that girl can fall in love with taking great care of herself, if that girl can break a very dysfunctional relationship with food and create a healthy, balanced relationship with food? You can. You can. So what am I doing with every episode of the podcast? Being the voice of somebody who believes what you might not believe yet, who sees the path if you're not sure where it is, or you're not sure you can stay on it. The song I have to sing is Belief and Potential, and I will believe for you until you can. And I will believe for you on days you can't or don't or won't. I will. And I will keep showing up episode after episode, week after week, month after month, with strategies for hope and strategies for creating change and strategies for stepping into your potential. Because I am here against the odds. And that's one of two things that I wanted to say today. Certainly it's the most important one. That it's really okay if you don't believe, and it's okay if you aren't there yet, and it's okay if you're filled with doubt, and it's okay if you've been struggling or you feel like the last 10 years have been a series of failures. It's okay. I will walk beside you, I will help you believe, and I will repeat these messages for as long as it takes. I'll fire you up when you need that, and I will offer compassion when you need that. And I'll keep fighting for me as well as for you, not because I have an answer, but because that's my song. I can't bail on this episode without giving you something practical, and I warned you that this would be really, really random. I was watching Top Chef, like the TV show on Bravo. I like that show. And one of the first episodes, because I'm never even close to where it really is in the season, but one of the first episodes, there was this challenge for the chefs, and it was a mise en place challenge. Mise en place is a cooking term, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, that means everything in its place. And so chefs, before they get started, their first task is to set up their mise en place, right? Get their ingredients ready, get all of their utensils ready, have their stuff together in order so that they are ready to go. Because if they don't have their onions chopped and ready to go, their carrots peeled and chopped up, their chicken in a bowl ready to go, and their pans and their pots and their whatever utensils they need, they're not going to be efficient. They don't have what they need. They're going to move more slowly. Their timing is going to be off. If their workstation is a mess, they're not going to be able to attend to the ingredients as they need to, because there's going to be stuff everywhere and it's going to get in their way. Chefs are trained to be disciplined in their workstation, to keep it clean, to keep it tidy, to have everything ready to go before they begin. Mise en place. And as they explained, you know, what mise en place is, and they basically, now I'm going to have to mark this episode explicit, but it's very, very accurate. They said it basically means you get your shit together before you start. And I want to challenge you to do the same thing. Every single day, we can approach like a chef approaches preparing a meal. Mise en place, everything in its place. Because if you don't, you are not going to move as efficiently throughout the day. You are going to be slower. You are going to be more distracted. You're going to be pulled in many different directions compared to if you start with everything in its place. So, there will be days that are very standard, like work days versus weekends. But know what for you, maybe you have your mise en place for work days, you have your mise en place for weekends. What does that mean for you to have everything in its place as you begin the day? So you are more efficient, so you are less scattered, so you're not running back and forth and back and forth and oh my gosh, what about this and I have to handle this. What does your mise en place look like? What does it mean for you to get your stuff together before you start? What if that was the simple daily discipline that you committed to? Instead of freaking out over every single meal and every single snack and should I or shouldn't I, you just decided to develop that discipline of getting your stuff together before you start every single day. That is, without question, one of my simple daily disciplines that has allowed me to build a business. That has allowed me, key here, it has allowed me to take great care of myself even when life has been crazy. And when I say when life has been crazy, there have been business things that have been super crazy. Divorce was super crazy. Moving out of North Carolina after 16 years was crazy. Moving into a tiny house, let me tell you, kids, that's been crazy. But that discipline of having everything in its place before I start my day keeps me from running back and forth. It keeps me focused. It keeps me efficient. It requires that I make fewer decisions, and it sets me up for success. For me personally, that means little things like the house is clean. Before I go to bed, I make sure there's not dishes in the sink. I make sure the living room is squared away, the bedroom's squared away, the laundry's put away, because otherwise it's chaos. And chaos is a distraction. And chaos, think about preparing a meal. You just don't move as quickly through the process. You are more distracted and your timing is off. What does that mean for you? In addition for me having my house clean, it also means having a plan for the day. I do not begin any single work day. In fact, I don't end a work day without knowing my priorities for the next day. I have a sense of what I'm going to eat. I make sure that what I need is in the refrigerator, mise en place, everything in its place. A good day starts the night before, right? I posted that on social media the other day. If a good day starts the night before, are you making sure before you go to bed at night that you take just 5 minutes? This isn't something that's an hour-long commitment, whether it means you get your clothes ready or you get your breakfast ready or you get your lunch ready the night before. What does that mean for you? Everything in its place. Get your stuff together before you begin. What if you prioritize that as your simple daily discipline that just makes you more focused and more efficient as you go throughout the day? It does make things easier, just like before you prepare a meal, having everything in its place, having everything you need is going to make meal prep go more quickly and more easily with fewer mistakes and oversights. That approach to cooking and the discipline for cooking can absolutely be projected onto our lives. So what would it look like for you to develop the simple daily discipline of having everything in its place before you start? It's one of those things that we can do to take control, to be in control, to choose to orchestrate, whether it's a moment or orchestrating the day, so that you are more in control than the day is. Get your head right. Stop focusing so much on the moment-to-moment food choice and focus on getting your head right. Because if your head's not in the right place, your choices are going to suffer. That's what breaking barriers is all about, right? It doesn't talk about nutrition. It doesn't talk about the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, because no matter how much you know about nutrition, no matter how much you know about exercise, if your head is not in the game, you're going to struggle. And there are simple daily disciplines that you can put in place to help get your head right. Maybe that looks like meditation, which I talked about in the last episode. Maybe it's breaking barriers and really investing in the activities there to help you think differently. Maybe it's being more consistent and listening to this podcast. Maybe there's been a question or a struggle weighing on your mind that you've been meaning to email me about and you haven't. Just know this. I don't have all your answers. I don't even have all my answers. But I know why I'm here, and it's because I believe in your ability to create change in your life, even when you aren't sure you believe in it. And I will keep singing that song every single episode. And I will walk alongside you as you create change in your life, because I know it's possible, because I've been in the dark, because the fact that I was able to break through the darkness that I spent decades in when I didn't know what was on the other side, if there was another side, if I could ever get there. That privilege is a huge opportunity. It's an opportunity to reach out and help you. And you might have days, and today might be the day as you listen to this going, no, I got this. I know I can do it. I know I can do it and I know what to do. Awesome. But if and when you have a day where you don't know if you can do it and you don't know what to do, just know that from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, I am here to help you. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. A bird sings because it has a song. And I'm just here on this podcast singing my song, which is, there's so much more available to you. And I'm here walking beside you, helping you figure out how to claim it, because it's possible. And life is short, so let's do it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.